right. We have here Barb, but we're not going to turn her on. We have here Brian Johnson. We're not going to turn her on. We have
Brian Johnson is a her?
Yeah, him. And we have Nate. I haven't decided yet. And we have Eliza. We have Greg.
The Tempest.
Let's go for
Bob. Do you know who Howard Hunter is?
No.
Howard W. Hunter, Church of the Latter-day Saints.
No, I don't know him.
All right, apparently it's a quote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a song. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings Master of the Tempest.
Oh, no, it's in Bob. No, Jesse Dixon's is much better. It's in Bob's inbox, but he don't use his inbox. We're thinking about replacing his email altogether because he doesn't seem to get them anymore. So
I see them. I see the fucking shit.
Oh, you got Bob's got the shits now. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
I see your stuff flowing in. I don't delete them. Okay,
good.
Bart. Bart has one choice.
Which one we want?
We're letting
which
Bart
one we want? Which is it?
We
Bart or Bert?
We
got to talk about
Greg
it. We got to talk about his
Jimmy
body. We got to talk about his body. So get Bert.
Barbara,
Bart,
Brian,
Bert,
and
Bart.
Nate.
Which one's got a body?
Renee.
I have a new body.
Liza. All were bypassed, and Bert, with much gratitude, enters
Bert,
into the fray.
Bert,
go
Bert,
ahead,
Bert.
Dun, 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 dun. And look, he's not even there.
All right, Ion, are you ready?
Yes, Lord, be ready.
I have a lot, actually. I'm sort of overflowing, but I'm going to keep it simple. I first want to say thank you for what I feel may have been a reset a while ago.
Peace be still.
There was some sort of shift a little while ago that moved to something that was sort of a rock-solid surety. So is that a result of a reset, or was that something different, Ion?
Demons, or whatever may be. No water can swallow the ship where it lies. The master of ocean and earth and skies.
I would say it was a stillness. Are you referencing that as a stillness?
Sweetly obey your will.
Whatever it is, it did become rock solid, and I would say still, and almost like a foundation was set of some type. More recently, I've seen an increase in anomalies of all sorts. Chip body anomalies, audio anomalies, and anomalies in my sort of chemical body experience. Are those solely attributable to the Middle Kingdom, or are they something that is outside of that or apart from that? Actually, let me ask
this. It's got to be intertwined. You've got to ask 99 questions, and then we could just say yes, and then you'd be lost forever. So bring it back around.
Am I creating?
Yes.
Okay, I'm creating. There are too many to count, but I can name a few. Is there a tree that appeared where I worked that wasn't there before?
Of course. Carest thou not that we perished? How canst thou lie there asleep?
Did I switch my recycling in my trash bin?
Well, actually, we did that.
We did that part.
Sorry. Yeah, we did. Just to let you know. Made you look.
Maybe look and have to switch them back to where they're supposed to be. Okay.
Hey,
but
Colonel,
we changed it back. Don't worry.
Is he getting these anomalies because he's in the inverted Middle Kingdom?
No, he's actually out of that. He's out of it.
And I've been having different acoustic anomalies with the chip body. Would you be responsible for some of those, none of those, or all of those?
If we say yes, it turns into one thing. If we say no, it turns into a whole other thing. So, come on, what you want us to do here?
Is there something in particular that is responsible for this increase or enhancement of these anomalies? Was there a specific shift you can speak to?
Yep.
Is it the 5776?
That has it. Coet. Adonai Alanei Eloheinu.
You said it has it. It contains this specific catalyst?
Yes.
All of the dots, I would say, for me, have been lighting up like Christmas trees.
Good. Then you watched Stranger Things.
I did.
Helped, didn't it?
Stranger Things, for me, brought up the Upside Down, which you mentioned, the Middle Kingdom. It brought up the Eleven, which was the child that basically resolved the issues. It brought up magic with the board that the boys were playing with. J.R.R. Tolkien.
Good.
There were some huge dots that were connected with American Horror Story, the Season 3, the Coven season, and also Season 5. I just wanted to point out some of the overlaps or overlays with Payday in the Coven season. It was about witches.
What was about witches?
The American Horror Story, Season 3.
That wasn't about witches. Are you? Did you not watch? Kathy Bates wasn't no witch. What are you talking about?
She was made immortal by a voodoo priestess.
I know, but it wasn't about witches.
Okay, so if you take out that word, it basically becomes people coming into their powers, their own powers.
They were vampires.
Okay, in Season 5.
Based on the deadly sins.
Season 5 was based on the deadly sins, you're saying?
Yeah. With Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga was basically the head vampire that ran the hotel.
Yes. The Corona.
That hotel, they said people checked into in order to find their purpose.
Yep.
And otherwise they couldn't leave the hotel unless they found their purpose.
That's correct.
What struck me as I was watching that was one of Lady Gaga's, one of the women that she sired, wanted to get back at her for whatever personal reason she had, and she wanted to kill Lady Gaga's son, and it turns out the son's name was Bartholomew.
Yes. Lived in the little box, it wouldn't get any bigger.
But I think Bartholomew was able to fend off that person and was fine, but it was a little surprising to hear Angela Bass's character walking around saying, Bartholomew, Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm.
You've noted this about, for example, the originals, that the blood is basically the central role. The power in the blood is basically the central role or the underlying power in these stories.
Yes.
That part's evident. Is there something else in that season that you would point out as something I should notice?
The flow of how it worked. What were they trying to do? What about the one who always cleaned up the blood? What about her? She was in love.
She was in love with the hotel creator.
Which was his name?
I'll have that here in a second. Corona Hotel.
Oh, for Bill, for God's sake. This is the whole thing the thing was based on. Lady Gaga had to go sit with him once a year.
She had to sit with him once a year?
Yes, they had dinner once a year.
Yeah.
What was his name? Come on.
She slept with the hotel owner for just strictly physical reasons before that's how she started her relationship with him.
Right.
James Patriot March?
James Marsh. He was a bad guy, remember?
He was. He killed people. He built the hotel as a way to sort of facilitate his...
And he brought in John Wayne Gacy. All of the crew was there.
Yeah, he brought in Eileen Wuornos. He brought in Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, he had a handful of people. And they would meet on All Hallows Eve every
year. They represented the deadly sins. And that was what he had to capture over and over and over and over and over.
He being the hotel owner?
Yes, that was the whole clip. They were able to build these sections to hold them back, to hold them from other worlds. Because he wasn't in that world. That's why the Hotel Corona almost wasn't there, and then it was, and then it was, and then it was. And then it'd go 100 years, and nobody would ever notice it. And then strange people would start walking in and checking in all of a sudden, and nobody would come for 100 years, and it's all good. Nobody noticed, you see. Then all of a sudden, they want to take the damn thing public, and they want to take and make sell stock shares on it, and all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, there's that notion of taking something public in both that season and the Coven season.
Yes.
Is there some sort of a parallel with Zionism in that regard?
Maybe, maybe. We're just being careful. You have things to do.
Bob mentioned that Roxana had been having some engagements with Zion during her slumbers, and I recall just around that conversation myself as well. Is there something that I'm developing that you can sort of guide me more in?
Yes, we feel like we already have.
You just spoke on this call earlier about me writing words about something. Is this to take place?
Yes.
Aside from sort of transcribing and a lot of the paydays, I haven't written anything out.
Yes, you have. Yes, you
have.
Certainly you have.
Is this to do with my post on dupes? Does it have to do with my transcribe notes, or is there something that I've started or finished already that I can...
good Jesus God. If you've got to look that hard to find it, how in the world would you ever believe us?
So you're giving me the sins. Is that a reference for or a hint at the material that I'm working on? Is that a significant part of the work? Of the...
It's just so much fun. So much fun.
Now, you said I've already done it. Have I already done it like a screenplay I've written, or is this done in a sense that it's complete and ready to be birthed or manifested?
How would you tell the difference?
Well, I'm on my computer. If it's already written, I should be able to click on here and see what folder it's in. If it's something that I'm going to sit down and just have flow out, then I would actually be aware of the process of that. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Okay, so it's something that that will basically flow?
Some say it already does.
Will that flow be with regard to a certain... Can you give a specific topic or subject matter that would include?
Do the lyrics to the King's Highway, Doris Aker.
Walking up the King's Highway?
Do...
I'm on my way to heaven, so am I. I am schizophrenic, and so am I. I'm on my way to heaven, and so am I. I'm on my way to heaven, and so am I. I'm on my way to heaven, so am I. Hallelujah, amen. I'm walking up the King's Highway. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's Highway. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. I'm on my way to heaven, so am I. Hallelujah, amen. I'm walking up the King's Highway. It's a highway, it's a highway. It's a highway up to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway, it's a highway. It's a highway up to heaven. I'm walking up the King's Highway. It's a highway, it's a highway. I'm a highway up to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway, it's a highway. It's a highway up to heaven.
Bert, you don't have to repeat the lines.
Okay, I'm just doing it for you.
You could listen to Doris Aker, but no, you. So you go.
You wanted to hear. You wanted to hear Michael Dulcimer.
You don't have to repeat the line.
Oh, it's important. You got to say everywhere.
Et cetera.
We're trying to. You couldn't listen to it. You couldn't listen to it. So you got to listen to it now. It's okay.
I'm being literal.
Talking about. Is he still talking to him?
He's literal. Nothing you can do.
And I am. You have to say it a certain number of times. It's important.
Yeah, that's right. Every time. Got to do it. Yeah. Yep.
So now, as I'm listening to archives, I will be moved to take notes on those, but you're speaking of a different sort of engagement, Ion. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, so there will be sort of notions that come to me, and at those points I should be taking things down, and that will be flowing into a larger work.
You're making it sound like a worky job. It's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be fun.
Well, they use the word work for a written piece, but
peas,
is there a term that you would
carrots.
Use for that?
We like peas and carrots, and we also like rutabagas. Rutabagas are good, too.
Is there a term that you would use for this, the product of this engagement?
No.
Okay.
Well, whatever word we say changes it. It's almost kind of like you're going to get a nut, but you need to tell us what to. Who are we going to get a nut with? Who are we going to get a nut with? We say Little Lord Fauntleroy, and you're upset, so we don't know what to say. So we say the wrong thing, so we're not saying. You can nut any way you want to.
Okay, I'm going to pursue that. That was a question that I was going to roundabout get to, which is there something that I was developing? Okay. That was a big one, so I got a release there.
Ta-da! Yay! Release. He nutted a little bit, Bob. He nutted a little bit.
Yeah, I'm about
just
to.
Just a little bit. Not much. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's like a pre-cum. It's a little orgasming thing. We're getting there. We're going to get you there. We get you. Bob will stay with you till you buy or die.
Is there anything you can add to that? Because I do have other questions. You give me a task, and I intend to pick it up, so I'm fine to move on with that.
We're thrilled and glad and happy and pleased.
Among the...
and not unhappy at all in the slightest.
Among the anomalies I've sort of experienced recently has been the smell of cigarette smoke. I associate it sort of actually with JW because I think that JW smokes, but is there an individual that's associated with that, or I should associate?
It's Carolyn's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's pretty powerful.
Is there a specific reason that he's just about, or is he just keeping an eye on things?
He's literal.
Okay, that's interesting. I sort of took him to be in more of a trades person. Is that he has a
doesn't
literal bent?
Matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's myself too. I mean, I've done the trades,
this
and I also have written.
We can't get past it either. We do the Lord suffering cats. That was from him. Always.
My mother-in-law had a dream that I was on a lounge chair by a pool with a storm raging overhead. Was that just something she's working out?
No, it was Adele rolling in the deep. Rolling in the deep. That's what it's all about. Do you know that?
I'm looking that up. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark.
Oh,
finally,
God, wait. You're killing it. Hold on. Hold on.
Do you want someone to sing it?
Bob,
I can sing
Bob,
it.
Bob, it's... No, please, no. Bob, it's in your inbox. Do it. Bob, it's in your inbox. Really, it is. Don't make him do it. Please, we can't take it anymore. Say that one. And that's what your mother-in-law was dreaming about you. Please. Otherwise, she's going to read it, and we're all going to rip our eyes out and stick pencils, sharp pencils
There's
in our
a
ears.
There's a fire.
Oh,
we're trying to shut up. We're trying to shut Bart down.
No.
There's a song that I want you to play.
I think this is it.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of. Things that I will do. There's a
count your blessings to find what you look for. Turn my sorrow into treasured gold. You'll pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
All right, look, are you going to come up with something interesting, Bart, or should I move on?
Well, I did have more to ask Ion. Are they there?
Well,
there,
come on, ask a question. Let me hear something interesting.
So you mentioned 577.
Stop talking about yourself, Bart. You're ridiculous. Don't talk about yourself. Don't bring up your personal dreams, experiences, your ridiculous fucking life.
Let me tell you something. It's the first time I've ever asked about a dream or anything like that since I've been engaged.
Ever.
Yeah, that was just that was the first and last.
Bob says maybe you'll go to heaven. Good for you.
You're always confusing everything, Bart. You confuse every fucking thing that Ian tells you. You get all mixed up and you end up nowhere.
We still adore him, though, Bobby. So much fun. He does.
Well, you like everybody. That's no big deal. You're not physical. You're fucking supposed to like everybody.
He's like,
that's your job.
He's like Delta Airlines. He gets there. He always gets
there to buffer and make everybody feel good.
I like it.
Come on, Bart.
There's nothing wrong with Hit Hopper. What have you got against the Brown Derby, anyway?
Bart, you see how you always end up with too many words in your question, and then you get all mixed up, and Ian can't get it right what he thinks you're saying.
Yeah,
combobulated. Go back and beat up your fucking wife or something. Let's get that out of your life. Get that wife out of your life, so you can fucking get something solid.
He can't talk about personal stuff anymore, boss.
That's not personal. That's not a personal. He's got a what do you call those things? A succubus in his house.
A succubus.
Ooh, incubus.
Succubus.
Fucking succubus, that lady.
Yeah,
okay, I will move on to general topics.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. This is fun.
You know,
this is fun.
Yeah, all right, as
there's
you said, Ian.
Nothing we could do. Nothing we could do, Bob. There's nothing we could
do. That's right. There's nothing they can do about me, Bart.
Let's talk about some of the prophetic, as you said last time, the prophetic bullshit.
Bullshit, yeah, you said it right.
You mentioned 5776 on the chat board, so I looked that up, and is that related to the Jewish calendar?
There's no Jewish calendar, that's just a bunch of numbers, and that comes into this round of Rosh Hashanah. Better have a ticket.
In Rosh Hashanah, 5776 is these, as I'm reading here, the year you will roar.
Dude,
and the beginning of
like
the end
Katy
of time.
Perry. Like Katy Perry, in the beginning of the end of time. Perfect. That's good. You're a quick study. You.
It's also the year you will shofar.
The shofar. That's what you blow is the shofar.
That's what you mentioned, asked Alyssa to blow.
Yeah.
The shofar.
Yeah, blow the shofar.
And it also mentions
the endowed shofar, too.
Also mentioned the month September. So
September? Is this September? Oh, April,
yeah.
May, and November. All the rest have 31. If you're not the only son of the one when we begun. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We got it.
I was also led to Joel 3:16. Does that apply?
Read it.
The Lord shall also roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Is that also a reference to the 5776?
Yes, but it's actually more into 9.
Joel 3:9.
Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake thee up in the mighty men, let all the men war draw near, let them come up.
So these things are just phrases referring to...
Stop.
Okay.
Read 17, and this is going to give you a little taste of how it's going to go. There you go. 3:17, now that you're on it.
It's a blessing for God's people. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore.
There you go. No strangers anymore.
Is that the lockdown?
Bob Rule.
Egypt shall be in desolation, and Edom shall be desolate wilderness, for the violence against his children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. 19. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. 21. Pretty good. Not bad. You're on the money. See, Bob, how can you say these malicious, horrible, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way things about our little buddy here when he actually strikes the chord of all chords that is the best?
It's what did he find out? He can't even tell us what you told him. What'd you learn, Bert?
Oh, well, because you've taken my silver and my gold and carried into your temples and your godly pleasant things.
What's
the
that?
Also
what's
Judah,
that mean, Bart?
Why did you learn, saying,
Bart?
Bob? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. You haven't said nothing. What have you learned from the last 3 minutes?
That there's been a shift recently that Ion's referred to as, with the numbers 5776, as this phase being Lockdown Bob Rule, all, a.k.a. the year you will roar, a.k.a. the beginning of the end of time.
What does that mean? Lockdown,
I don't know,
Bob
what
Rule. Yeah, see, you're just saying words. You don't know what they mean.
Just words referring to other words.
The harvest is ripe. Come and you get down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, and their wickedness is great. 13.
And what's that mean, Bart? Nothing. You don't know what it means. It's a sign of poor questioning when Ein starts quoting the Bible back to you.
He brought it up. Well, you know, you get there to get you. You have to start somewhere. So, let's say
you got Ion complimenting you on that, and you don't even know what the answer means.
Yeah, that is troublesome. It is troublesome when we start complimenting you, though. Sure enough. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
You didn't learn nothing, Bart. You can't say what you learned.
Is it possible to learn anything? There's a question.
Yeah. Try that.
You'll fuck that one up.
Yeah.
Is it possible to learn? Indubitably. Is there an example of something that I've learned?
That you have power and you are a god. You can't express it, but you know that you are powerful and you are a god. But you can't express it, but you know it. That's what you've learned. Is that done learnt? I've learned that I know that I don't know.
Is that something else learned?
That's done learnt. Yep, done learnt. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not ascribing any time to our conversation, but...
Good. Scribes and Pharisees will always get you in trouble.
Let me take a vote here, Bart.
He's voting. He ain't been in America in 30 minutes, and he's already damn voted. This is silly.
Yeah. Hey, all your people have been there waiting for your turn. Are we wasting our time with Bart?
Oh, Lord, suffering.
All right, let's hear it. Majority rules here. Have we?
They all left.
Lost
They've
20
all left.
Minutes.
They're gone.
Valuable
They're
time.
All
no.
Everybody.
There's
left.
No time.
Everybody
happy with Bart?
Just a
detour here.
Bart, I want to know if you're having fun.
I'm having too much that I can sort of verbalize.
Well, tell us more about how much fun everything is for you.
Well, there are a lot of, like, for example, the relationships with the shows that I am suggesting to us to that we watch, and the payday shows, and Bob, you know, Dobbstown, for example, the third season of American Horror, which was about the coven. Roxy had asked on the August 27 payday, Ion, what sort of beings, or what would you call the people that could communicate with these entities, these other entities? Here's her phrase. For example, the rites of the coronation are very similar to the initiation of magicians. These have the same type of imbued objects, like swords and the capes. Were they the kings when they were anointed, like actually becoming magicians, or how would you call the people that could communicate with all of these entities? And Ion said healthy. So in the American Horror season 3 with the coven, they use the same reference to what they call supremes, or witches that have fully come into their power and have all of their abilities.
So how does that answer my question?
Well, just recognizing all of these relationships, you know, in these shows and sort of bleeding through into my experience are what I'm having fun with.
Great fun for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good. Just, okay.
They all are sort of overlapping and creating this huge, you know, like I said, the dots are all lighting up like Christmas trees, and you see these things, and they all sort of resonate or reflect off each other or something to that effect. Resound.
Yeah, see, resonate or bounce off the other or something to that effect. It's a total meaningless statement there. Don't use the word resonance. Don't use dots. Say something concrete about stupid
TV shows. The way that the subject matter is being reflected in these shows.
Of what? Reflecting of what?
The statements made on payday are being basically stated almost verbatim in these shows.
What's an example? I don't believe that.
I connected the healthy comment that Ian made with this statement. There's a vampire speaking with a doctor in the 5th season, which is the vampire season. And they said, you're a doctor, so I'll put this in terms you can understand. Holden, this woman's child, has contracted an ancient virus, a blood disorder. The effect of the disease is health, vitality, and everlasting life. So as I'm watching that, it's reminding me of that healthy statement that Ion made, because Ion didn't use the word healthy. They sort of put the kibosh on the word for so long until just recently, and then I'm seeing it in this statement in this show. And there also seems sort of Dobbstown statements in this show, American Horror also, where Rudolph Valentino is one of the characters in this the vampire season, and he's talking to Lady Gaga about the German director who shot Nosferatu, Murnau. And Murnau was telling him that talking pictures were coming and that would spell the end of the gods. I took that as you know, sort of a media reference.
It's what happened to little Mary Pickford.
Is that the difference between a realm and a dimension, Ion? Is we each have our own little realms or big realms. We're having our own little adventure and excitement and having all kinds of fun that we really can't express in words. Bart uses a lot of words, and he's expressing his enjoyment.
Here's another example that struck me recently. In February of this year, on payday, Ian had mentioned the lighthouse at Alexandria, and I looked that up and found it was one of the Seven Wonders, and then realized that the Seven Wonders was mentioned by Ion to Sky Goddess Sue the previous payday.
It was also all in Coven. It was all about Coven, too, remember?
Yes, and that's what I'm getting to. That's what it came to. So that light went off when I watched.
Are you saying a TV show? A TV show mentioned the Light of
American
Alexandria.
Horror Story.
Mentioned the Light of Alexandria?
No, I mentioned that, which I realized was one of the Seven Wonders, and that realization was on the February 21 payday. I realized that also that Seven
Dot.
Wonders was brought up.
Dot.
Yeah.
Dot.
Dot. Seven Wonders was brought up by Ion with Sky Goddess Sue on the previous payday. That was February 14. So just this last week, I watched American Horror Story Season 3, which is about the Witches Coven, and they had this the last episode was the witches had to go through something they
called Stevie Nicks.
The Seven Wonders.
They had to go through Seven Wonders. It was amazing.
And when was that broadcast originally?
Yesterday. He said last week.
Not in February.
I don't know when the show was. That series was season was broadcast.
So, Ian, you would say that there are references that you've made throughout 2016 to TV items. You're using them.
Yes, of course. We have to lay it out so you recognize it. Otherwise, these glib cliché archetypes that we keep trying to clam down your throat hole that's not going down very smooth without a whole lot of sugar, you now can embrace them because we can say, look here, dot, look here, dot, look here, dot, look here, dot, look here. And then you look and you go, oh, my gosh, it's everywhere. It's really the case. We have to bring you into some persuasion that it's a good idea to put your pee-pee inside of that to make that do this, because otherwise you go, ooh, I'm never going to do that. That's terrible. I wouldn't want to do that. That's dirty. I wouldn't want to do that. But it's really a fun, good idea, but you got to get there to get there to get there. So it's tight.
To do what? So
coitus.
The only interesting thing is that if they're listening to us, just the fact that they're doing stuff and you notice it and then throw it into us, that's not interesting.
Well, it's bled into my sort of everyday life because I was driving home from work after watching that and saw this rainbow, which was a line in the song on the way home, which I hadn't seen, you know, probably for weeks or months prior to that.
Hadn't seen the rainbow.
Right. It's just little things that sort of, they light something
okay,
up. So that
so
was my
Ian
question.
Is quoting, Ian, why are you quoting these shows, these ridiculous themes, if they're not getting them from us?
They are getting them from you.
How?
You laid it out. You laid
no,
it out
I
that
didn't.
Way. You
I
most certainly did.
Way.
You did, you Dave Worcester fucking thing, you most certainly did. You did all the way
look
through the evergreen,
Scott,
the widowers, and your little Mae Russells and all that other bullshit. You brought all that stuff
you
up in there, and you're trying to
Scott.
Lay down all these
everybody,
archetypes, lay down all this stuff,
unison.
And you're kind of going
you
through it, and you're running around here to come back along here trying to make something, trying to be something, trying to do something, and then say it don't have to do with it. Play the song in your inbox. That'll solve it.
Yeah, it won't solve nothing.
It's a real good version. You'll like it very much.
You little snot.
No, really, it is a good one.
Snot?
It is a good one.
Is that what you're calling him, Bob?
Rant,
snot?
Right? What time is it? 8:15. Ian rants on Bob. Okay. Ian does an insulting rant on Bob.
Say that within your inbox. You'll like it.
When GQ brought in that Water Boys song, that had a bunch of connections with other subject matter on the show.
Do. It was the devil.
Bert, you should not be.
That is Kathy Bates,
these,
too, as a matter of fact. Kathy Bates
shows
his mama.
Are saying, you shouldn't be interested in the fact that these shows are quoting us. You should be asking, why are they or how are they finding out about us?
We make them to fit.
That means they aren't aware
nice.
Of us. That means they
aren't aware. That was not us flushing. That was not us flushing the toilet.
That means they aren't aware of us. You
it wasn't
grab
me
it.
Either.
It's good.
Hey, Ian,
that's good.
Not Ian, you're
see,
saying
if you play the music
you
when you play, you're supposed to. We wouldn't have heard the commode flushing.
Well, see, what I'm doing, Bob, is I'm not attributing any of that to anyone, although I know that the source of all of that stuff would be coming from Iandom. I'm just enjoying the things, the sort of tapestry of all of that interrelating.
Well, your enjoyment is trivial. You're not getting into what you're doing with it.
We just trying to get
you
hard. What you do with it, that's up to
you.
You
can't take it with any goddamn depth because you're afraid you're a fucking white. And so everything is all stupid and distraction from that point.
Poor Bob.
Why don't you write, Lady Gaga, Bob.
Take your restructure. Take your restructure, Bob. You'll feel better. Take your restructure.
Why don't you rewrite Lady Gaga and say, will you stop ripping Bob off? You know, make an issue out of it. Do something creative. Not interesting to hear that there has something that relates to what JW or Ion said.
But Stephanie pays you for what she uses of your crap. So what are you crying about?
She doesn't pay me anything.
You don't know. You don't have a clue.
I don't know. She's not made yourself.
Well, see. She didn't have to. Doesn't matter. Pays the same.
Okay, I got to mute everybody.
Let me ask this. Is there a new effect or a different effect that watching these shows has on Ionauts or Ionettes?
Yes, they can see what they couldn't see before they could see.
Bart can't see anything he's seen. He's just tingling.
Yes, he does. He has. Well,
Eliza, have you had a chance to talk to Ion? Eliza. Okay, go ahead, Eliza. I don't know. What are you fucking wasting my time for? You do it now, or what are you? What are we? You're waiting for fucking 18 hours. Why aren't you available?
Me,
okay.
I'll mute. Okay, now go ahead, Eliza. Get something in there.
Ian, a few weeks ago, you said that to make a move on something, and recently something has been made available for me, and it's a move into an apartment. I was wondering if this is a good move for me.
Okay, let me unmute him. Okay,
me,
he's unmuted.
Hey, she asked a question about her move. Oh, we were muted. We muted and we were answered.
Well, you're not now. You're unmuted.
Oh, we don't have to repeat ourselves, do we, Bob? Sure to goodness and mercy are the days of our lives. We don't have to repeat, do we? Sure, it's a good move.
I didn't 146, get your answer, Bob.
146, hallelujah. Second Ireland Sacred Harp Convention. It's beautiful. That'll answer your question. That's it. Yes, move.
Yes, move. The first thing was hallelujah. Listen to that.
Yeah.
So it's a good move. Great. That's awesome. Yay. Yeah.
Sorry it took so long.
Does that mean moving out of your state, going to Texas, or are you just doing a local move?
A local move.
Well, why not go to Texas?
Because nothing opened up there. Something opened up here locally.
So you're going to be leaving your job?
No, it's actually closer to my job. There's actually a lot of changes going on right now.
But in your life? In your life?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of changes, and I just wanted to, make the right decision. So
you caused them.
Go.
You caused every one of those changes, every single one of them. Happily, we think it's a great idea. We helped.
Thanks, and today is another day of a change, so I'm going to move forward with today, and I don't want to say hoping.
We're going to help. We're going to help. It's going to be okay. If Bob would play the song in his the box, it would be great because it would apply to what you're talking about.
Bob, can you play that song?
I'm going to give you the title, and you read the lyrics later, okay?
Okay.
It's called I'm Going Home, a Royce Hall concert featuring... I didn't say who it is. It's not even fucking probably no lyrics. I'm going home, Royce Hall concert. Okay. What's your next question?
I'm going home by who?
I don't know. It just says Royce Hall concert. Doesn't say who it's by.
Okay, Royce Hall concert.
Post the damn link if you're all that in a bag of chips.
Put in the Goober Snatcher, Bob.
Look, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Now you
got
to work.
Okay,
You could have played it in the time it took you to do all that.
Yeah. Well, you can. Thanks, Ian.
Carolyn, has he been washed this all day or just starting to be washed?
Okay, go on to another topic, Eliza.
Shoot. I'm not home right now. I'm trying to think of what I had in my notes. Okay, just a quick one. Ian, so since Giza is moving to the 33rd parallel, this may be obvious, but I'm just confirming. Everything on Giza is moving with it as well?
Yes, of course. All the way down to the Hilton. There's a yacht and beach club. Everything from that over goes.
So if that's moving to Istanbul, where is Istanbul going?
With it.
It's going with it?
Yeah, Babylon has fallen.
What did we just learn? Something about the Giza pyramids going somewhere?
Everything that the Giza is holding is moving along with it to the 33rd parallel. It's moving to where Istanbul is. And Ian said Istanbul is moving with it. That's where the Babylon was in Istanbul.
Giza pyramids are moving to the 33rd parallel, which is near Istanbul.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Don't worry, we posted it. Don't. Bob wouldn't do it. He's getting paid a lot of money to not do his job, but it's okay. We did it. We're good for something, so we posted it. It's okay.
Thanks okay. A bunch, Aya. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, darling. We couldn't have done it without you.
Okay, there's someone here from Nelson.
This is Leon.
Hey, Leon. How's it hanging?
No, I don't know anymore.
Why not? Lost your feeling, place?
No.
Well, then you feel, so you feel a need to know, so know today. By the way, Babylon has fallen.
Okay.
How's tricks? What you want to chat about?
The movie Purge.
Yes, which one? There's several of them.
See that you reckon,
okay, it starts off pretty good with Purge Day when they come along and the way they're coming down to take out all the things. You got to get rid of the population so they have Purge Day so you can go kill any fucking body you want to anytime. Shoot them in the face. And nobody goes to jail and you have Purge Night and you get chosen and then certain people go out and they have to go out and they shoot each other and they kill each other all the time. They do it through the election system. They do it through all their four or five different ones. And it's just a great, great show. It's what they're doing now. They run out and shoot people in the head. Rip them out. He muted us. Can you believe that? He muted us. We were reading it out to him. We were giving him the birthday, and he muted us. He won't play the Sacred Heart. He's being all obstinate. This is ridiculous. We should have went
moving
to the
show along. Many people have questions. Now, Leon, what did you just learn from Ion's rant? That you can shoot somebody?
No, that's it's just controlling the population.
Right. When little men die, it ain't no loss. Let it go.
You can just move on.
So, Leon, you learned from the movies what?
Well, I mean, it's just
to run around and kill people is okay.
What'd you learn, Leon?
Yeah. It seems like a control of the population by, I mean, there's many variations, but it seems like people all just want to off themselves. Because everyone can just chill and not worry about it, but it is a smart reason
movies,
they just hyped it.
These movies show people opping themselves?
Yeah.
Killing each other. No, they kill other people. On Purge night, it starts at sundown. You kill anybody you want to kill, and it don't matter. Nobody say nothing. They don't say nothing.
So why did you
then
bring
in the morning, you got
to sound obvious, Leon. What's your point? Why are you asking about these movies?
They mentioned that I should be watching Purge.
I had told you to watch these movies?
I believe so. I don't want to just point.
Yes, there's nothing you can do.
Okay.
We were trying to get him to figure it out. And what it does, it introduces the meme that says, oh, okay, so now police are running and shooting people in the head. People running around killing the police. Then they say, Black Lives Matter. Then they say, White People Matter. Then they say, Black White People That Matter. Then miscegenation matters. And then people matter, and then they don't matter, and they're just running around killing each other, and that's what they do. So there you go. And that's what these things are starting to proliferate. The memes are the message, and the message now becomes that life is no good and it's terrible anyway, so why don't you go and kill yourself and get over with and get out of the way. Now, if you're God and you're ascending, which is the message here and what you're trying to note, if you're watching Purge as an ascending one, you go, well, that's silly. That's what I am was talking about. That these people just don't have any value of life. It's like putting down a rabid dog. It's no big deal. And that's why they show it off, because they're shooting people in the head. And that's what they're doing. We're just reporting, Bob.
Okay, good. All right, thank you very much, Leon. Okay, Nate, where's Nate? You got a question, Nate or Alyssa?
And that's all you need to know. No, it's Nate.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Hey, Nate.
Speak up, Nate.
Hey.
You're together. We finally got you together, Nate. It's been a long time. You've been all the way out there, but you're better now. What's changed? Do you describe the change that's made you better? You were pretty fucked up there for a while. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know,
I would definitely.
But it's better now. You don't have to talk about it. We got this. So now you're on the road to Wellville, and that's good. We have to hurry because Bob's going to mute us at any time and piss us off. So that'll be ugly if he does that. So we're going to have to run this just a little bit because we need a little content in the show. You see, because without any content, nobody will tune in. Oh wait, they're all leaving anyway because they can't get through the line because Bob keeps muting them anyway. But that's okay. It's all right. He's a little waspish today. Don't mind Bob. He'll get over it. He still loves you till he hates you till he loves you till he hates you. Oh no, that's how they feel about Bob. We forgot. Anyway, your meat sack body is going to respond. You have to give it a balance. You can't starve it and then purge it and then run it and then fill it and then don't fill it and then don't purge it. You want to get some consistency. It will help you in your meat sack. Okay?
Yes.
So do that.
Thinking about
do that. Well, don't think it. This ain't a thinking man's game. There's your rub. Do it.
Yeah.
This is a doing. Life is a participation sport, okay? And it'll make you feel better because you won't have this up, down, over, under, everything a rabbit through a stump. And you won't get up and feel like somebody's kicked you in the fucking head with steel-toed army boots. Do you remember when you were waking up and felt like people kicked you in the head with steel-toed army boots?
I think we've all had some mornings like that. Maybe not you.
No, not us, but we're just saying we know what it feels like, see? Empathically, we can kind of get there, and we would like it very much for you not to feel that way, okay? And so to do that, you need a consistency. We don't care what you do, just do it consistently. It's okay, just consistently. And you should nut a little more often, and you'll be all right. It keeps your balance in your meat sack. If you're going to do this thing, you got to always be ready to go, always ready to go. That's good for you. Be a breeder.
Be a breeder. Are you saying have babies?
Oh, we don't care. You can't have babies, but you can sure have coitus.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I wanted to talk about last week a little bit. When we were talking, you had given me some things to look up, and one was Guy Lombardi, and then Bob jumped to Guy Lombardo.
Which turned into old anxiety.
I know. And the funny part is thinking about it and listening back is like, I just sort of totally gave up my power and just agreed with Bob's misinterpretation.
See?
And it just totally
Stanley.
Got off track.
I know, but guess what? You still landed somewhere because even in his fucked upness, it still was appropriate. Do you see? It still applies.
Yeah,
it still applies. But
something
but
to
it's silly.
With.
Well, if you're going to use it that way, you're going to end up sore because it's a sad place when you start comparing it to Bob. The one thing you're going to find out about Bob, who has experienced everything, Bob knows nothing. He doesn't know anything. He knows nothing. Because even what he knows, he doesn't know. And he knew that he didn't know because he thought he knew that he knew that he didn't know that he knew that he might know. Because if he knew, then he couldn't know because he knew that he knew that he didn't know. If he knew he didn't know, he couldn't know that he knew. How do you know if you knew if you didn't know that you could know, right?
And how would
so if you don't know that you could know, well, you would know that if he couldn't knew. If he knew he couldn't know, he couldn't know he knew that he knew that he knowed. Because
yeah,
the knowed, however resonant, would not knew. It wouldn't be knew because he'd
yeah.
know. So the new yeah. know would never be the known known. The known
yeah,
known could
be
never be the new know.
It'd be a knowed.
Maybe resonant or otherwise.
A
yeah,
resonant
correct.
Knowed.
Good. And then, see, that's the whole point. So don't get trapped in that little box, in that insane, in the pea brain vicissitude.
Yes. So are there ways that I can sort of mold this no mind into my existence more? Because I feel like I've been straddling a fence, and it's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'll get you in your nuts. It'll get you nuts.
Yeah. Okay, just 7 more seconds. That sounds great. That's like the best medicine, I imagine. Not that you need a medicine. So that was great. I really appreciate all that.
And we know this. And we are already helping. And we've actually done some other stuff. Hey, you want to talk about the money yet?
Sure, but I wanted to ask for some, like, can you give me like a half a dozen essentials to the context of where we're at in this place that is this phone call, that is this radio show, because I felt like I didn't have my
bearing. This is recorded. No, this is recorded. Sorry, you'll have to tune in next week for a live show. This is all recorded.
Yes, this is pre-recorded.
Yeah,
so,
is, See, look at your top. It says now broadcasting pre-recorded. No, pre-recorded show. This has already been recorded. So you're listening to this now in a pre-recorded thing. It's all recorded. So you can hit rewind. Bob does it all the time. He plays it over and over and again. He says, this is recorded. Sorry. Maybe next week. Maybe next week Bob will be back from the beach. You can do a live show.
Maybe. Okay, well, let's talk about the money then.
Oh, now it says on the air live. Get out of town. Look at that shit. That's so funny. Now you're on the air. Now you're live. You're on the air live now. Go ahead. You got it. It says now broadcasting on the air live. You got it. You're live now. We can do new stuff now.
Artful, Ion. I love it.
Weren't you looking on your lucky box? Didn't you see it? Didn't you see it shift? Just like that. Bang. There it was. Bang. There it was. There you go. Nothing you could do.
Well, let's do something, even though there's nothing I can do. So, money. It's all starting to make sense, and I'm climbing out of this
You're trying to make dollars. Dollars, not cents. If you make cents, it's too many to count. You can't make any money because you're counting cents, and that makes no sense. So go for the dollars. Let the money check flow to you.
Go for the Benjamins, maybe.
Thought about the Benjamins, yeah. Dead men walking.
So I think this app thing, I wanted to talk to, sometime I'll talk to Chad, maybe outside of Payday, about the app. But is that a route that you think is like, an end to like a solution type thing, or is that a stepping stone to what's after that? Or as far as like having that money flow freely and easily while I'm doing just what I want to do?
Let me see if somebody speaks the foreign language or the unknown tongues to drape that back. Because when you go back and listen to this, it says now on the air live. When you go back and re-listen to this, when it says being recorded and you re-listen to this, you're going, what the fuck did I just ask Ion? It's like, no, get out of town. But did you really say that? Okay, no. Yeah, whew, no, yeah, no, yes. To try that, run that, get Bob to translate. That's all we can say to help you.
Yeah, I kind of asked you two half questions. That's kind of, yeah.
We don't mind if you don't mind two half answers.
All right, I hear you. I feel that.
You feel me?
Where does Alyssa, Nate?
She is camping somewhere in Wisconsin.
Ooh, in the bowels of Greenland.
In the Garden of Eden.
Well, what's left of it anyway? The Edomites mostly consumed that, you know, east of Eden.
Come on, Nate. What do you want to know about money?
What's some next steps that I can take?
Stop sending it away. We're start receiving it. Get rid of the damn checks and get you some deposit slips.
Sounds good. So I'm working a worky job, and that's floating the basic
needs. Well, that's sad. How's that working for you?
You know what? I'm doing more working than it is, but it's covering the needs while I sort of hatch the master plan. So I'm happy with it.
Are you making?
But I'm
okay. You're making bread. You're making bread then.
Mm-hmm. Making some bread.
Oh no! We thought she said you were kneading dough.
You're on fire.
Mm-hmm. Mostly.
Yeah, so give me some next steps. Give me some close next steps that I can take, other than the esoteric, like get money.
Okay, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Jump in the river and you will get wet. Allow it to flow to you. X marks the spot.
Funny how in the river, if you turn around 180, it's flowing towards you or away from you. It's just perspective.
Depends. If you're standing in Maui and you're facing the south and the wind hits you in the face, which direction is the wind blowing?
North.
Okay, but Bob can't get that. He really is still trying to figure that. Compounds him every time. We do it every time, and it's like we've never said it before. And he still is like, no, it can't be. It's got to be coming from the east, because we're in Maui in the east. He's like, no, it's not the east. No, far east. No, no, that, no, Venezuela. No, it doesn't come from Venezuela. That's on the other side. No, if you're in Maui, Maui is a certain place perspective. If you're looking south and the wind is hitting you in the face, the wind comes from what geographic direction? He says Finland. And we're like, where did Finland come from? Finland doesn't have anything to do with it. Coffee don't fax worth a damn. Coffee just won't fax. Coffee don't fax. It runs in the rain.
Okay, thank you, Nate. Wonderful questions.
Follow the signs. When the fourth horseman of the apocalypse comes, you should follow the signs.
Okay.
There's much money in pestilence.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. Are you all right today?
Yeah, pretty good.
We're glad. We're glad. We've kept your Vicks all happy for you. Your Vixie is bubbling right back to 30, and then it's 29, and then it's 30, and then it's 29.
I know.
Back and forth. Did you get your message? We sent you messages.
Well, to not sell it?
No, no. We told you when it went below 30. You asked us to make it go below 30, and we went below 30.
Oh, okay. If I should buy some more when it goes below 30.
We sent message to you that it was. Did you receive the message?
I did.
Well, things aren't beautiful, so that's even better. Because we gave our word. There was nothing we could do. We promised you. We didn't know why we did, but we promised. So we're going to keep the promise it was. The Vixie is your fun thing, your little plaything. It's your little passion's plaything. It's so much fun.
Well, it was a lot funner 6 months ago, but now I'm just trying to recoup.
Well, it's coming.
Okay.
You did it. You caused it.
And we're still on track for it going to 40?
We didn't say.
Okay. You said it. All right. I asked if you said selling at 40 would be a good price.
Now it's 28.88. You're on a different swing, aren't you?
Yeah.
So is it an opportunity? Are you pitching or catching?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if I should buy more.
Bid size was 28.90 on two. But see, you're on the low side of your 52-week range because it was 102.
I know.
Your ratio is at 95.95. See, your bid size is the underlying price at 28, at 29, your ask is at 150.
You're saying the ask is at 150 and then the bid is at 90? Is that what you said? I mean, there's 90.
30.
Okay.
At 30. At 29. But the underlying last price is 28.88. But the strike, but see, you're only talking about 4.128 million shares. So you've got to see something is happening. Do you not see what's happening? This is short-term futures, isn't it? Do you understand how this works, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're just saying, watch your intraday. You should make money off your intraday.
Well, now my average is 30.30, so I'm wondering if
okay.
I should...
That's right.
...just buy more at the low end or just... Sell when it gets higher.
Buy more on the low end and then sell it all when it gets higher, honey. Don't be scared. Don't be scared about the money. You know what it's doing.
Okay.
You see? I mean, we lowered Southern by a few pennies just so they could buy some more. We'll do that. It's not a problem. Tell us what you wanted to do. What do you want to do? You want to go to 10 million? Okay, but then you'll bitch because you have to pay all them goddamn taxes on it. So what do you want? What do you want us to do? We'll do it. We don't mind.
All right. Well, after I buy some more of the Vicks, I want it to go straight up.
Straight up it is. We told you to buy Kinder Morgan at 11. It's 21.92 today, isn't it?
Yep. And Baba.
Just saying.
Sky High. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's our little pony. See, we had to keep that right. Don't tell Bob, but Karen has a relationship with Mr. Ma, so we had to keep that all on the down low, on the Beyonce, on the low low. We got to keep that on the low low.
Well, they're saying that Bob may go to 120. That's on track for that.
At some point, it would be insider trading for us to discuss that. So
we don't need to discuss it. But what about Yellen? What do you think she's going to do is they're talking about negative interest rates now.
They have to. It's going to be. We already told you that. We already told you. You're acting funny. The reason where they got that from is us.
I know, but remember when you talked about Yellen? You liked her because she was going to make money real again, because she was going to hire the rate.
Yeah.
But she only did that once.
No. We didn't say that. We said she's going to change the rate. That's the difference. Change doesn't mean up. You humans, it's so funny.
Well, I thought that was going to be good for the savers at some point, but it doesn't look that way.
Why are you saving? What are you saving? There's no money.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about it.
Whoa, this isn't... Stop. Ask your questions. We'll answer any fucking question you have, darling. We always have. We have done nothing but look after you intuitively all along. We're not having any problem at all. If you want to do something different, we'll let you do something different. As a matter of fact, we've let you go run a lot longer than you damn should have in the first place already. Turn around every time you turn around and hear somebody's inherited sack full of money to give to you. So don't worry about that part, honey. We got all that. Well, yeah. No, you're just saying, you know, just saying.
Okay.
So what you're trying to do is you're trying to make this be a little bit more, and that's fine.
I'll buy the VIX low at the low price, and then I'll play it from there. I'll know how to do it after that.
You should already have Baba at $66 a share.
I sold it. I should have hung on to it.
What? We told you not to. We told you she was doing business with him. Stop it, you crazy woman. We tell you all these good things, and then you just dash it away. Okay, you second guessing yourself. Next time, call Bob and ask Bob. And let's see whatever. Do whatever Bob says. Then you'll be safe.
Okay.
But Bob will not have any conflict of interest because he won't know what you're talking about. He'll say, do whatever you want to do, and that'll be good. But, yeah, it's okay. It's good. We got rid of Marissa Myers, and that's all we really had to do.
I forgot who that was, Miss Marissa Myers.
She was the CEO of Yahoo, which had Alibaba by the nuts. But no more is that the position.
The negative interest rate, if they're going to go negative.
Oh, yeah. And guess what else? We also told you to buy VMware at $46 a share. It's now $73.78. You remember when ENC Square, Michael Dell was buying ENC Square and was going to take VMware's money to pay for it? Remember, and we said, go ahead and buy it because it's not going through. Well, guess what? It didn't go through, and now it's up about 1,000,000%. Ta-da!
Okay. Well, I still own SO.
Good for SO. 5180, buy some more. It's beautiful.
I can do that. Do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah, we have a million of recommendations. Here's the recommendation. If you buy enough of any one stock, you can affect its price.
Okay.
You buy enough of it,
you
can make it do what you want it to do. Sugar love, you just don't know what you can do. It's beautiful. So it's a happy day. And there's no worries and there's no problems. You're going to be all right. You don't even have to do this anyway. You've got enough anyway. It doesn't really matter. You're doing fine. We help you through the hard parts. It's fine. What are you going to do to that man of yours?
I don't know. I mean, isn't it his choice a lot of times with, well, I'm referring to the drinking, but.
Well, it is, but just if you can balance it. If you're going to self-medicate, sometimes you have to make it a different position. If he could get rid of the anxieties that he has to deal with, his own demons, you could run off a lot of those demons, and then it wouldn't be as fun, for example. You could then change and shift the condition so that that wouldn't be so necessary. You see? It wouldn't be as prevalent. But that's your call, not ours.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. So I can ease some of his anxieties and... Like you say, run off some of these demons?
Well, he won't require them. He won't require so much drink. There's nothing wrong with the drink.
Right.
That's fine. But the where you don't know where you are and on turns into a thing where you become normal. It becomes normal. It's fine.
Okay, what you're talking about is when he kind of goes in and out of seemingly different dimensions. And he doesn't
like
know where he is.
See, because of you, he sort of feels trapped. He doesn't have anything to bind him to this earth. Earthbound spirits, your grandmother called them. There are none for him. So that's troublesome. So the spirits that he drink out of the bottle is the only way he can sort of come to some type of position or condition that seems comfortable. So it's not odd that he'd be hooked up with you, the queen bee of crazy all over the place businesses. So, you know, no worries.
Oh, God.
Well, we got it. Now, just hold on. Don't make this all a thing, because you know how you are. It's perfectly fine. All that's got to happen is make home so much fun that he never wants to leave, and it might be more fun.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be good. Then you can have who you want. If you want us to put him in the ground, we'll get rid of him for you. It doesn't bother us.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Just let us know. It's no problem.
I don't want
that. Okay, Barb. We're moving on,
Barb.
Tell him to get happy or get out. That's easy.
Okay, Kurt. You got some questions, Kurt?
That's fun.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. My first question, Bob, I'd like your answer as well as Ion's.
That's
you've heard
funny
new,
and ugly,
new technologies. Yeah, new technologies tend to bring obvious services and also some unexpected disservices. Coldplay, what kind of disservices might you expect, if any?
It'll wreck your life. If you're not spiritual, you're not tuned into us, you'll get very depressed.
Ew,
no
what
purpose.
Is spiritual? Don't let him get away with that. What is spiritual, Bob? Describe
spiritual.
I said
tuned into us. If you're not tuned into us, getting
spiritualized
by Ion, then I wouldn't want to be
we're
you.
Spiritual? We're not
no.
spiritual.
No, we're not
we're
spiritual.
Not spiritual.
Yeah.
We're
not
so spiritual. Being spiritual,
so
what does
I
spiritual
said,
mean then?
If you don't tune in, if you don't do what you're doing, Kurt, which is tuning into us, you're in trouble. You're going to have an identity crisis because your science that you thought you were studying in university is going to lead nowheres. We're going to change the scientific principles, and nobody will understand them, and they won't be able to make anything.
Okay, you too?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ion.
Okay, here's the only disservice going to be. Little man's going to run out of everything. They're not going to have, they don't pay for power. When power stops being paid for, it changes the value of everything. Power is better than money. When you make power have no cost, you make money have no value. So an obvious discord of that would be the stoppage of all markets. But then Revelation talked about that already, because if you didn't have the mark of the beast, you can't trade in the interstate commerce. That's why Doris Akers sang the King's Highway. That's what that was all about. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking on the King's Highway. Mm-hmm. But we think it's wonderful because all this shit that you're saying, you're trying to save, we say is gone. It's over. The New York Stock Exchange is owned by damn Germans. Shit. Why do you care? Blow it up. Blow up the motherfucker. It ain't worth nothing, no way. They just buying and selling to themselves. Right now, the only thing going on is Bob's making deals with himself. He's playing with himself, making money. That's the only thing going on. The people keep on tip, tip, tap, tap, tip, tip, tap, 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 tap. They just think, as long as there's a damn enter button, there's always going to be problems and monies. Take away the enter button, and it's over. It's over, 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 over. So that's all we're saying. And we say that's not a disservice. We say that's a benefit. We say for the little man, that will be an obvious discord that little men will notice.
It's an excellent question you came up with, Kurt. These other assholes been on here for fucking 5-7 fucking years, and they never asked that question. It's an obvious question. James Pusey never asked it. Brian Johnson never asked it. Greg never asked it. Nobody asked the question.
He's
what are the
still trying to figure out the lampstands. The lampstands.
Yeah.
He's still trying to figure out the lampstands. But
Kurt,
he will. Don't you worry.
What
we got
here.
It. We got it.
Hey, I mute you. You can leave now. I go on. Disappear. Show's almost over. So, Kurt, we learned from what I'm saying is that it's going to devastate the economy in some way, right?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've thought about this, and it's hard to wrap your brain around it, but obviously prices are going to plummet on the cost of everything. So how do people respond to that? Do they just get totally lazy? What do they do?
Yeah, and Ian, we go back and listen to what Ian said. He kind of gave a little inventory of things that are going to happen and wasn't good.
And then he says,
and what do we do to prepare, you know, other than listening to your show, of course?
That's enough. Listen to the show, call in, take the products, ride it out. Ride out the storm. Hines said that it's predicted in the book of Revelation, this devastation. So what do you think of that, Kurt? I've got this great invention. I'm going to wreck everything. What do you think of that? I mean, Jesus, terrorism is like a kindergarten ride compared to what I'm going to do, right?
I guess that's why you have to be very calculating as you implement, huh?
Right, right. I guess
you're waiting
my fucking
for the EMP
ass, man.
First.
I guess
you let
ass.
The EMP be the take the fall, right?
Yeah. I'll let Ion do whatever he does to protect us. He's going to do all kinds of shit. Oh, he's doing it already. He's fucking everything up in many ways so people won't notice us.
I'm also curious about the various functions that Coldplay will do. The obvious is, okay, it'll light your house, keep you warm in the winter. What else, though? I mean, you've talked about it creating whole civilizations out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere? It's going to be weird.
Probably nothing you can talk about at this point, but...
I can,
I might get a crumb, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's going to be weird. We're in it already. Look at the Coldplay is being implemented. Napoleon Murphy Brockington.